The East Coast blizzard has buried parts of New England and New York in more than 2 feet of snow. Roads remain closed in Connecticut and Massachusetts, and thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed. Reporter Kate O'Connell of member station WXXI arrived at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York to find that her flight home to Australia was canceled. She sent this postcard from a night at JFK.
By 10 p.m., the chaos of canceled flights, angry passengers, and helpless airline staff has passed, and only a few remain to tough out the night. Terminal 4 has been transformed into a homeless shelter of sorts. Stranded passengers snooze in chairs in the food court. They're curled up in the corners on the floor, hugging their luggage. Nina Isgrow has been snoozing in a chair.
There is nowhere to sleep or to lay for, you know, half an hour. To lay down, where do you lay down? There is not even carpet. To me, it's crazy.
Isgrow says it's too expensive to book a hotel near the airport, and she doesn't want to miss the chance to get on the first flight home to Columbus, Ohio. But JFK's Terminal 4 doesn't make much of a hotel. The hospital-like fluorescence of the lights blaze on regardless of the hour. And thanks to the blizzard, most of the shops, cafes and bars are closed. But the slightly depressing prospect of sleeping on an airport floor hasn't dampened everyone's spirits. Shane Pierre is a phys ed teacher on his way to Carnival in Trinidad.
We're actually here at the airport, bonding with some new friends from Jamaica and other Trini friends and Australian and India, and it's just like a family and we're just having fun.
Pierre's going to get to know his new friends pretty well. No one knows how long we'll be here. For NPR News, I'm Kate O'Connell at John F. Kennedy Airport, New York.
Happy waiting to the mall. You're listening to NPR News.